Lou Burke always looked as if he were ready for inspection. His uniform was tailored and pressed. There were military creases in his shirt. His badge shined. His shoes were spit-shined. His pistol belt and holster gleamed with polish. What little hair he had left was always freshly cut. He was carefully clean-shaven, and he smelled faintly of cologne. "So tell me about this militia group you belong to," Jesse said. Burke shrugged. Carefully, Jesse thought. "Freedom's horsemen," Burke said. Jesse nodded. "Just a bunch of guys, like to shoot, like to stay ready," Burke said.
"Ready for what?"
"For whatever comes. You know, like the Constitution says, a well-regulated militia."
Jesse nodded.
"Everybody got paper for the guns?"
"Sure," Burke said.
"Mostly FIDs. Guys with handguns got carry permits."
"And discharging a firearm within town limits?" Burke smiled.
"No problem. Selectmen made that legal 4 or 5 years ago. Look it up. As long as it is not done in any way to endanger life or property. Besides, even if it were illegal, you're going to arrest half the town government, including the head selectman?"
"Not me," Jesse said.
"Any automatic weapons?"
"Nope. These guys wouldn't know where to get one. Hunting rifles mostly, some shotguns, a couple of old M1s, a couple of M1 carbines that fire semi-only."
"Hasty the commander?"
"Yeah.
He's real serious about it."
"Any talk of, you know, white supremacy, Jewish conspiracy, that kind of stuff?"
"Hell no, Jesse. We're a self-defense force that enjoys getting together one day a week and doing some maneuvers. You know, I wouldn't be part of anything that wasn't straight."
"Who finances the horsemen?"
"What's to finance? The guys buy their own uniforms, supply their own weapons and ammo. We have a couple of parties a year. I think Hasty pays for them."
Jesse nodded slowly. He tapped the fingers of his left hand softly on the desktop and pursed his lips in a facial gesture that Burke had seen before. It meant Jesse was thinking. Burke felt a bit uncomfortable.
"You got a problem with any of this, Jesse?"
Jesse continued to purse his lips and drum gently on the desk. Then he stopped and grinned at Burke.
"No. Hell no, Lou. I got no problem with any of it."
Burke did not feel entirely reassured. "Son of a bitch doesn't miss much," Burke thought.